Well, Slumbers here. It is a shame that YouTube is banning people left and right in the manosphere. They took down Dark Cell Forever. They took down his YouTube channel, which I absolutely loved. And he gave up. He was already banned once before when he was the Dark Cell Forever or the Dark Cell Podcast. They took him down. He came back with a vengeance. And then he gave up after they took him down once again. And there is very few places for people in the manosphere, particularly the incel, doomer, and black pill philosophies of the manosphere, to come together and discuss their issue, to relate to other men with their own problems. The fact that freedom of speech is being denied to us more and more as the years go on. I remember back in 2018, 2017, there was a huge purge of YouTube, a very awesome intellectually based channels that were taken down because YouTube didn't want to support people having dangerous thoughts. And to me, that's just not right. And I have fear about the future of this country. The attitudes are changing, and I just fear that the First Amendment, freedom of speech, is no longer valued in this nation than it used to be. It used to be the most sacred of our rights, of our constitutional freedoms that we had. And people are willing to sacrifice freedom for their security. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that has anything to do with the foundation and philosophy of what this country stands for. But the times are changing. And people of our ideology, we need a voice. We need a platform. And granted, YouTube is the only one of massive volume that we're able to communicate each other on a higher enough level, where we can build an audience and a community. And what we need to do, in my opinion, not that we're going to do it, but is to build our own platform, or all have a mass migration to another platform. But in all reality, if you want to recruit new people or talk to new people who might be struggling with your similar problem, then really YouTube is the only true platform that we need. It is the only platform that is available. But in my opinion, it's like this. I didn't come searching for the black pill. The black pill found me. It saved me from my own stupidity and my own frustrations. And now I can kind of understand how the world works. And I could at least talk to people in my own situation. We are being denied the freedom of speech on YouTube's policies. We are being denied a community. We are being denied the ability to help others in our circumstances. And there's nothing left. There's no place to go. And you could say, well, it's always been that way. The world hates us. I understand that. But because they are banning videos left and right, it's going to go one or two ways. We can either just totally give up and just whatever. But I just don't. I think the ideology of our society has changed so much because of the internet. There's no going back to pre-2016 ways of thinking and just following pickup artists and all this bullshit that people spouse. That's a waste of money and time. Men have fucking given up on that bullshit. We've given up on a lot of things. All this red pill nonsense and all this MGTOW cope. And they really do not want us talking about reality. And that is a shame. I am just hoping to expand on my new YouTube channel. I want to start streaming and hopefully I can get a new computer and do streams a little bit more professionally in the next few months. But until then, I will try to be more active. And I'm going to see what I can do to help out the community in any way I can in regards to archiving and creating platforms and videos and streams and discussing things. But it's getting scary, man, that nobody's allowed freedom of speech anymore. And is this YouTube stuff even worth it? But I'm going to keep on pushing and fighting for my beliefs. And I'll see what this new channel takes me. But rest in peace, Dark Cell Forever. Your channel is going to be missed. He is still on Rumble, from what I've heard. I don't know if he's going to make any live streams or even any videos from there. But we lost a really good YouTube content creator. I'll tell you that much right now. And it makes me more inspired to push myself out there and post more content. Anyway, guys, take care. And I will be streaming later tonight if anybody is interested. Okami is probably what I'll play. And other than that, I'll try to be more active on YouTube. I have a few more videos that I'm trying to currently work on. Work has been hard. I need a new computer. And I'm barely struggling to feed myself and pay rent. But I'll see what I can do. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.